Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from Venezia 74, and I'm very pleased to be joined by director Jason Raftopoulos and producer Alexandros Ouzas. And I'm very pleased to be joined by you because you're presenting a film called West of Sunshine here. And the first question is kind of the obligatory question. Would you like to tell our listeners a little bit about the story?
Yeah,
as much as you'd like.
Absolutely. West of Sunshine tells a story of a man, a father, who has to pay back a loan shark $15,000 by the end of the day, but forgets that he has to look after his son who is on school holidays. And it tracks the ups and downs of this man's journey in trying to pay back this loan, but what he learns is that family is the most important thing.
So we had the two lead actors of this film, and they were telling me that, stepson, stepfather, they're in real life. So was that part of the deal when you started making this movie, or was that something that you found out later?
What I wanted to do was cast a non-actor as the son. I'd already cast Damien as the lead, but when I was looking for kids to play the son, Dame suggested, would I consider looking at his stepson? And I thought that had potential upside and downsides as well, but what I did was, and I started to like spend some time with Ty and felt that that was a dynamic and a relationship that we could mine in the film. He was going through, I thought, was his own rite of passage, which mirrored the rite of passage that the son would take on the journey in the film.
And another question about the movie itself, before we move on to the production side of things, because that's always very interesting to talk about as well, is this mixture of the family drama and, you know, the coming of age, but also the road movie aspect of the film, because a lot of it takes place in the car. Where'd that come from?
That's a really great idea. That's absolutely spot on. In essence, this is a road movie. What the film speaks to in terms of the road movie is that the car that they drive in is an integral part of the story, that the car is the grandfather, is Jim's father, in a sense. And so he's a presence, an overriding presence in the film as well.
Yeah, so you got three generations in a way.
Correct.
Alexandra, so you're here, sorry for saying your second name wrong earlier.
That's fine, no problem.
I really hate doing that. But can you just give us a brief overview of what this what it was like to work on this movie and the production side of things?
Yeah, so it was a relatively quick shoot. We shot it in 18 days, but the astounding thing is that we had over 32 locations. So, you know, where a lot of films might shoot in a relatively short amount of time, they're usually, you know, limited locations. This, on the other hand, was spread right over the city of Melbourne. It was important for Jason to really show as much of Melbourne as a character as possible. So really it was a lot of preparing, you know, pre-production, making sure that we'd schedule as tightly as we could. But then also allowing the flexibility on the day for Jason to draw out those performances or, you know, for he and the cinematographer to find some sparks and to allow them the time to do that, because that's where the magic happens.
Of course, cinematography is very important, as the title implies. Sunshine, the light is fantastic in this movie. There's great romanticism in it. And I would love to chat with you longer about these things about the movie, but unfortunately that is all the time we have left.
No
but
problem.
I thank
you
very much for joining us and talking to us about it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks
too
for having us.
No problem. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.